Welcome back to Fresh Tracks on SDPB Radio. And David Herzerud is here with us once again. There's a new set of music coming out from an old and familiar name, Thin Lizzy. Take us through this, David.
The highest rated box set that came out last year, that was the Beatles Revolver. It was a 5-CD box set, contained new mixes of the album, 100-page book with a foreword by Paul McCartney, and a lot more. It got a score of 100 from critics around the world, and it was the only album box set to get that high ranking last year. Now, it's early, but we have another box set that has a 100 score from the Irish hard rock band Thin Lizzy.
That name takes me back to junior high school.
Thin Lizzy was formed in 1969 in Dublin. They released their first single in 1970. It sold only 83 copies, believe it or not.
Okay.
It's a collector's item now.
Okay, there you go.
The band decided the next year to record their first album and decided to move to London to do that. And over the next couple of years, the band always seemed to be on the cusp of becoming more than just another Irish rock band. But it wasn't happening for them. Phil Lynott, the band's de facto leader, decided in 1974 that the band needed two lead guitar players because nobody else was doing it. As soon as they did that, the band got the opportunity to tour the States in support of Bob Seger and the Bachman-Turner Overdrive. And it went very, very well. In 1976, the band recorded their breakthrough album, Jailbreak, which featured the worldwide hit The Boys Are Back in Town and the follow-up single, Jailbreak. By 1977, Thin Lizzy was the headliner, and they were preparing to record a live album. Live and Dangerous came out in 1978 and was an absolutely huge success. It spent 3 months in the UK top 10 and was bumped by Saturday Night Fever.
Wasn't everything.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. In 2004, Classic Rock magazine listed Live and Dangerous as the best live album of all time. And like many bands, alcohol, drugs, and personality conflicts took their toll. By 1983, the band had called it quits, and Lynott was found unconscious in his home on Christmas Day, 1985. He died a few weeks later at the age of 36, which was incredibly sad. Since then, the various incarnations of the band have emerged, usually centered around one or more of the members of the original band, which brings us to Live and Dangerous, which is now a box set. There's 8 CDs. And it consists of the 7 additional concerts that were recorded with the intent of using the best for the live album. There's a new mix of the original album and a booklet packed with rare photos and memorabilia. It also puts to rest what some people criticized the band, saying that the music was so good, it had to have had extensive studio overdubs. In other words, it wasn't a true live album. I could tell you from listening, there were no studio overdubs done for Live and Dangerous.
I think I'll fall to pieces if I don't find something else to do. This sadness, it never ceases. Oh, I'm still in love with you.
Is the name Phil Lynott just overlooked? Is his name being underrated here?
No, I don't think so. One of the biggest markets for Thin Lizzy was Chicago, and I was living there at the time and working for the record companies. The band was out with one of our acts called Queen. And it was, I mean, you can imagine what kind of a show that was.
Oh, my.
One of the things about Thin Lizzy that I always liked, the emphasis was on the music. They weren't a real show band or standing up there and bouncing around on the stage. It was playing the music. For some reason, and I guess I'm not exactly sure why, after Phil passed, the band just kind of relegated to maybe about a tier two. But that was what happened. The band was so popular in Ireland that there are two statues of Phil, one in Dublin and one in West Bromwich, which is his birthplace. Thin Lizzy was the biggest band in that country until U2 came along.
What's the magic of the box set? Who came up with this idea? I'm thinking of your days in the record industry with Atlantic, that there was all of this material, but you were concentrating on a tour, you were concentrating on the radio charts. Where did it come from? Why is it so attractive?
I mean, it takes some time to get a box set put together. You can be looking at it something at 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Now, I have heard a comment, I'm not sure if it's true or not, that the music was put aside and it had to go through a lot of hands and a lot of legal ramifications in order to get everything taken care of.
It's interesting, too. There is no set template. Live and Dangerous is focusing on really taking a deep dive into this segment of Thin Lizzy, while others may be a compilation of an artist or a band's entire career.
I believe that there have been some other European box sets for Thin Lizzy that focused on their studio albums. But getting 100 list, achieving that, is almost impossible. But this album does it.
It's the phenomena of the box set, and the newest edition that we want to bring to your attention is Thin Lizzy, Live and Dangerous, as is our musical guide, David Herzrud. Well, maybe semi-dangerous.
This is good listening.
When I passed you in the doorway, you took me with a glance. I should have took that last whistle, but I asked you for a dance. Now we go steady to the pictures. I always get chocolate stains on my pants. And my father is going crazy, says I'm living in a trance, but I'm dancing in the moonlight. It's got me in its spotlight. It's all right, dancing in the moonlight. On this long.